Jon Stewart is back at The Daily Show, which means he's also back in our ears on The Daily Show Ears Edition podcast. Listen to The Daily Show Ears Edition wherever you get your podcasts.
You're listening to Comedy Central.
Hey guys, welcome to the U Up podcast. How you doing? It's Friday. We made it through the damn week. We made it through with Andrew Collin here every single day. How are you, Andrew?
I'm good.
Cooler than we started out? Wait, why are you all wet?
I'm not wet.
That shirt is not wet? No way. That shirt looks wet.
No, this is all natural.
Okay. You got a wet spot on your dick.
That's piss.
Is that really?
Maybe. I did just pee and it could have dribbled. I don't know if I should.
Wait, let's see the rest of your pants. Yeah. Is it piss?
I'd have to do a taste test. I don't smell it.
That's a big dribble, man. I mean, that's the size of like 3/4.
I might have pissed my pants.
A little bit.
No, a lot, it seems.
Yeah. I don't think you're not drinking anything that's dripping.
No, yeah.
That's piss.
Yeah.
Wait, that's a lot. Stand up. Hold on. Stand up. Dude, there's so much.
Yeah, that's piss, probably.
Oh, my God. Can I get a picture or is that too embarrassing?
Nothing's embarrassing.
Oh, my God. That's a lot.
I'm more embarrassed that the top of my shirt looks wet.
It would explain more why the bottom looks so wet. I can't believe how wet that spot is. So you don't do anything with your dick except kind of like shake it off gently?
Yeah, that's what you do. You shake. You don't towel it. And then right. I didn't pee hard. I didn't pee a lot just now.
Well, you did after you pulled up your pants, clearly. That's where it all came out. I mean, because that's a lot.
I am wearing a it's like a half bathing suit.
I know,
I'll be
so
fine.
It absorbs it more.
Yeah, I'll be okay. It's just right after.
I mean, like, I didn't have any toilet paper 2 nights ago in my bathroom, so I had to do kind of the same thing. But I like really let it drip. I barely had any kind of moisture. But yeah, that would be a lot.
This might be coffee.
But if you're doing that all day, there's no way, dude. The coffee you're drinking is not dripping. No. That's piss. You just went piss. You know it is.
Yeah, it's probably. I'm getting older.
What does that mean?
You're 40. You just start to drip from things.
Okay. Can I ask you a question?
Yeah.
Have you masturbated this week in this house? Once.
Yeah.
Was it today?
No.
Oh, no.
It's in my pants right now.
I know.
I don't know. It was a couple days ago.
Okay.
Bathroom before the shower.
Okay. That's not so bad. At least it was in a place where you could, like...
I mean, once in a week is pretty... I think that's, like... I don't need to buy you a bottle of wine now. You know? My mom goes, did you get the parents a gift? And I was like, I jerked off once this week.
Yeah, that's
for them.
The same.
Yeah.
It's aged. It's
Yeah, it's a fine.
Yeah.
I guess it's different when a woman stays somewhere to get
No. Oh, to get a beat in?
Maybe you just do it in the shower.
You just wouldn't do it. You just don't do it.
You're telling me if you were staying at my parents'.
I'm staying here with you and I haven't gotten a beat in because it just feels so weird.
Our rooms are very close.
Yeah. I mean, like, I just haven't done it. I mean, I've been like maybe wanted to do it once, but then I just let the feeling pass. But you just went at it.
Yeah. It was like.
Was it after we watched that porno show?
Potentially.
I bet it was.
It was. Because that was like 3 days. No, I wasn't turned on by the show, but it put sex in my brain. And I was having trouble sleeping. And I thought if I just.
But this is all not connecting to the shower.
No, I showered before I went to sleep.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, 2 nights ago after we watched the porn thing and I let you stay up.
Yeah.
Or not, I didn't let you, but I went to bed.
Yeah, you let me stay up past my curfew.
Right.
You're like, only. Yeah, I don't know, man.
How often are you jerking off at your brothers?
Around the same. I'm really not that horny these days.
Right. Well, you just got laid on last Friday, so less than a week ago.
That was the first time in 5 months, mm-hmm. 4 months.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
That porn show, though, we had just watched it, so there must have been something about it that was a little hot.
No, it just made me think of porn. Just like, no, the show was very disturbing.
Tell us why. It was called Hot Girls Wanted.
It's about these young girls in Florida, where I'm from. Shout out to FLAA and FLAA. Actually, there's so much freaking AA and rehab in Florida.
Yeah.
Especially like Del Rey. Anyway, so it's about these girls that they don't have money. These guys, they go on Craigslist or whatever, and they recruit these young 18-year-old, 19-year-old girls.
Mm-hmm.
To do porn, and not just porn, but like fucked up porn.
Yeah, there's the longer you are in porn, which is like a month. So they get recruited on Craigslist. A guy will write, because it's a lot of money for a girl who's just fresh out of college, lives in, you know, rural Kentucky, has not many options.
And wants to travel.
A lot of it is about travel. They'll fly you down to Miami or like to Florida, which girls are just like Florida, you know. They picture the big city. They live in this like house with a guy who's just gross and annoying and lame. I hope he's not with us anymore.
Dead. Yeah.
He's just a dirt bag. And this guy flies them all down. He thinks he's such hot shit. He makes 10% of everything they do. These girls are booked on these shoots, and they all fizzle out. What they're not told is that every single one of them, like almost every single one of them, only lasts 3 months and no longer than that. And in that 3 months, they do so many videos, and they usually only do about 3 videos that are like just, you know, sex, regular like porn sex, you know, consensual. And then the rest get into like these abusive videos, which make up 60% of porn, something like that. It's like 60% of all porn has women being abused in some way in it, taken advantage of, being, it's like the stats are fucking horrific. But a lot of the porn that they showed on this thing is like stuff that I like, so I have to really watch what I like what I watch, and make sure I only consume things that are done the right way. But that's the thing. It's like there have been times where I look at a porn and I'm like, this girl's amazing. What else has she done? And there's just nothing. And it's like, how did this girl only do this one video? And this is why.
I know. It's like stand up almost. Like the percentage of like being a, that's the thing when like people are like, fucking Instagram butt models, you just show your ass and you fucking get a million followers and you make a million. And it's like, there are millions of girls that show their ass and have like,
there's so many hot girls. It's insane. You think they're just like you think they're just not that many, and you feel like, oh my God, this, it's so hard to be hot. There's so many. It's like even that doesn't really make you that special anymore.
Yeah. I mean,
there's always another.
It's I definitely masturbated to like stepmom porn that night.
You did?
Yeah, just because I was like, I want her to be older.
Have decided this. You don't want her to have disappointed any parents. And if they are, they're dead.
Yeah, if anything, they're disappointing their kids.
Right.
You know, I want them to have a 401k. I want them to live in a 45 plus community where they only are allowed 30 pounds or less dogs.
It would be nice that if if you had a, like, if there was a way to only watch porn that you knew was like fair trade and like, you know, free range, locally sourced, because the shit's,
it's so crazy. Have you ever like, I don't know, it may be hack at this point, but like I went to bed, I forgot to close down whatever I was watching, I jerked off to it.
Yeah.
In the morning, I open my computer and it's the first thing I see, and it's a horrible way to start your day.
Yep.
To know how much of a fucking freak you
what
are.
What did we used to call that? We had a name for it on Not Safe, like on my TV show. We were gonna do some bit about, because that happened to me all the time, dude. Of like, because I just like, I mean, I could pull it up right now. The last porn I watched. Let me find the last one.
Everyone,
I watched.
Right now, open
I'm gonna
up
find-
the last point when you're listening at home, and when you're not horny, and just watch it for 3 minutes and see how disgusting you feel.
I want to find the last one. The last time I jerked off was, apologize for the lag in time.
Yeah.
But it was like before, I guess it was this weekend. I think it was on Saturday. Oh, look, I Googled sad pig eye because I was trying to make people feel bad about eating pigs. I Googled, oh, here it is.
It's not far from your porn search.
Oh, boy.
Sad
the
pig
last
eye.
One, because the last one's always the one you came to. Because do you want to see my, do you want to see what I got there? First of all, deep glute stretch. That was the first one before I went for a run. Okay, then authentic, but okay, kink.com. Then I did, fuck, I lost my place.
Wait, deep glute stretch, was that a porn or was that just something?
That was me just looking up a glute stretch to do because I was in so much pain. Twiggy now. Oh, these are some of my Googles. Twiggy now, because I wanted to see how fat Twiggy the model was now. John Krasinski wig. Deep glute stretch. Katie Cush, the brat is back. Okay, that this is all kink.com, so this is all porn I pay for. Lacey Lennon, Fists of Fury was the one that did it. Fists of Fury. Let's look at it up.
I mean, it's got to be insane.
Yep. Fists of Fury. A guy fisting a girl as she's tied up. That's the one that did it for me. Sadistic Rope is the name of the...
Have you ever had a fist in you?
Fuck no. I remember the first time I heard of someone getting fisted. It was a lesbian friend of mine said she fisted her wife. And I was like, you fisted?
Well, she has smaller hands.
She's like...
No, she's got big mitts.
She's not like a tiny gal.
Yeah, yeah.
And she fisted her wife, and her wife is tiny. And I was like, what? And she was like, it was... She had the best orgasm I've ever given her. And I was like, really? That seems like it would hurt so much. I can't even take more than three fingers. I'm like, ow, what are you doing? But I don't know. Looking at that now, it makes me not horny, but whatever. So some days I'm into gangbangs. Some days I'm into fisting. Some days I'm into just toys. It just varies. And
maybe if you're pregnant, you want to get fisted throughout the 9 months to just practice.
Yeah, I mean,
and then have a C-section.
It's the same thing. That's so funny. Yeah, and that's what I mean. What did you watch? That you watched some kind of stepmom thing?
Yeah, I don't know. I just click on whatever. Stepmom is weird because I have a stepmom, and that's so much porn right now is stepsister. Stepmom, stepbrother, stepdog, any step
ladder, day by day, fresh start over, a different hand to play. The people we know, the stronger we stay, make it better.
And then I come. Always right there.
Did you come up in the bathroom your hand?
Yeah, I came in my hand, and then I used toilet paper, even though that's very high commodity right now.
Right.
And I threw it in the toilet.
Okay.
And then I wiped it on your pillow, rest, and then I pushed your head in it when you were sleeping.
Oh my god. I just took such a good nap. I can't even believe it. Waking up was a true nightmare. I'm just like, oh, God, what's next? I have to get on a therapy appointment in 20 minutes. How's your day been? I've barely seen you.
It was good. I felt like it started off with a fight between us.
Yeah. What was it about?
I don't know. It's like,
oh, because so you wrote that I don't like it. No, first it was something else. You were chewing ice so loud.
Yeah, but I got upset before that.
Your ice chewing is insane, dude. I made him an iced coffee and he's just chomping on ice. And I'm just like, what? I'm trying to let it go. I was like, serenity now. Nikki, don't lash out. And then it just kept every time. I was like, does he drink liquid? Does he ever drink liquid? What's the point of the drink inside the drink if you are just going to eat the ice? Okay, so wait, it started before that?
And you were spooning your fucking bowl. You're that loud when you're getting your fucking oatmeal.
Yeah.
I could complain about that. It hurts my ears.
Okay. Then do.
Okay.
Yeah. Do.
I'm coming at you.
Okay. Next time do.
I will.
All right.
I'm coming at you.
You're a guest in my house.
Here
so
I come.
What was before the ice crunch?
Okay. This was weird to me. Can I talk about this?
Yeah.
This is what we do. This is what we do. We hold it in all day and then we talk.
I know. Let it out.
I brought up that realtor.
Oh, the
reality producer.
Right.
And your first reaction to me is, I already have a producer.
I do.
I know, but it's like, I'm not trying. I'm only telling you like possibly a positive connection, and you take that, and I feel like you like you answer me like this callous, like, I already have produced. What do you, why, like, I don't need one. Like, why are you?
And it's because I don't know what I'm supposed to do with that person if I already have one.
It's just a, it's just, a, I asked you if you knew this guy. That was it.
And right.
He partners with Jimmy Kimmel. Like, he's a big time guy.
Uh-huh.
Who could possibly have ideas for you or for me if we ever do discuss with him.
Right.
So it's not even like, I'm not expecting you to be like, holy shit, get on the phone.
Right.
But I'm also not expecting, like, I already have a producer. Like, I don't need your help. Like,
it's not that I don't need your help. It's like, I'm locked in. I literally can't talk about a reality idea with someone else.
Even a different idea than what you were talking to that person about?
But I don't want to because I'm already doing a project. Yeah.
And
so that's
good.
Kind of, yeah.
What if you're like, they suck?
I mean, they're one of the best.
Yeah. No, it's awesome.
Not that this guy isn't the best. It's just like my frustration with you sometimes with TV stuff is that you simplify everything. Like, oh, my brother knows this guy. And then it's just like, okay, well, I know a lot of people that know, like, that
yeah,
doesn't
no,
mean
I know
anything.
You know a lot of people. And I wasn't like expecting. I really don't look at I used to look at connections that way, especially
right.
with like real estate. Like, you're like, oh, you know this rich guy? Well, oh, man, if I connect him with this guy, I can make money. And I really don't think like that anymore.
I could have been a lot nicer and been like, oh, my gosh, that's cool. If it doesn't work out with this guy, I would love to maybe think of an idea for this guy. That's what I could have said.
Yeah, and the only thing is, like, my brother thinks he's doing a solid for me. Like, oh, here's a big time. They don't, like, that's how a lot of business works. You, like...
Right.
Connect the dots.
Uh-huh.
And he thinks he's helping me. So he's like, hey, this guy, I met him through this. This is what
I think
done.
You're upset that you had to answer your brother that it's not going to be a thing.
No, it's not that. It really isn't. It was just the I don't know, man. It's just, and then then we were talking about the activities thing and you're like, well,
oh, well, because you posted on Instagram that you did the first activity with me and the.
Yeah, it was a joke.
Right.
And it's the second activity.
It is, because we went skiing before. But I'm very sensitive about the activity thing because it's like, it's just, I don't know what I'm supposed to be. I know that I'm disappointing. And I know that I'm not as fun as other people. But I don't know. Then why are you friends with me?
Well, that's just a ridiculous, because obviously for your, like, fame. And you're cool with
I just don't
pissing my pants.
You know, I don't understand why anyone's friends with me when
but
all I get
so
much shit about
statement.
That. What do you mean? It's
I mean, I'm not with people for their activities. That's not why. Like, first of all, we do other kind of activities. First of all, it's a joke. I mean, there's truth in it, for sure.
Yeah.
But, like, we fucking bullshit great. And we go to restaurants and we bullshit and we talk things out where you don't get that a lot.
Andrew posted a picture of us stand-up paddle boarding last night, which is an activity we did. And I did it against my will because I was like, listen, my brother-in-law runs this place down in the Forest Park in St. Louis, stand-up paddle boarding. I haven't hung out with my sister in a bit. Let's go do that. And I still don't know what that was for. what was fun about it? I understand it was something like you can talk about, like, oh, we went stand-up paddleboarding. That's therein lies the end of the story.
I can't feel like that you're that cynical about stuff. Like,
I know,
it's like,
I wish
it's not
I were
a big deal. It's an hour of your life where you get together.
No, it was fun.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay. It was fun.
Okay. So what's so bad about that? What are you fighting? I feel like you fight against fun.
I know I do because we didn't accomplish anything.
Yes, we did.
Yeah. We took
you
some
said
pictures.
Your arms are sore.
I know, but I could have done a simple workout.
What?
What?
Well, I don't know. What is this argument?
My argument is, why do people do these things?
Because one, I had a great conversation with your sister or your brother-in-law's sister. I had a nice talking to her. It felt nice. Grant had a fucking fantastic time.
Yeah, Grant, the neighbor down the street who we picked up in the convertible and went down to the boathouse. Yeah, he had a good time.
Your sister, I haven't seen. It was very, it's just a great way to get together with people where there's no stress.
Right.
There's no like feeling that you have to talk to someone. Like you could literally just paddle whatever you want. Mm-hmm. That's a beautiful thing.
No, it was fun. I had some alone time with my sister standing up in the water paddling. That could have been spent on land.
There should be something to say. And you didn't fall once.
Yeah.
I know there's no like, but you haven't done it. It's your second time ever doing it.
Right.
You don't have to do it once a week. You can literally do it once every month or 2 months. It doesn't matter. Yeah, you conversate with your sister. It's great for social distancing. You're outside. You don't have to worry about a mask.
Yeah, it was pretty. There were pretty things to see. You saw other people.
The museum. We talked to other people who were so nice.
We saw like outside yoga. There were like things we saw. Okay, there were things that were seen and things that were done.
Which you're not going to get from fucking just working out by yourself in your house. Or you could get it maybe from a run by yourself, but it's hard to, you know, I don't know. Not everyone can run like you either. So it's also like an activity that other people can do, exercise.
Yeah.
While having a conversation where you're not even like, it's not really even about the exercise. It's about just like,
I just feel like activities are things that people do to waste time when really my favorite thing is being in bed and reading.
But that's wasting time.
But I would rather do that than activities.
Read what? Reddit?
Reddit, articles, books.
You would rather read Reddit by yourself than hang out with family and friends doing an activity.
Honestly, yes.
Not every day. I'm not saying that. I get it. There's certain times.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just saying, I don't know.
Yeah, I really like reading in bed and taking naps.
Yeah, but an hour of your day. Also, like, I think people think activities take so long. It was an hour and a half, maybe 2 hours tops.
Right.
You had plenty of time to read in your bed last night.
Yes, that's true. No, it was good to do. I still am not completely sold on activities.
Look, I'm not even talking.
Like, I'm getting like, defensive because it's like I'm doing this live dating tonight, and I feel like everyone who wrote me about themselves to like submit for it is like, I like doing this and this and this, and it's like,
So you feel pressure.
I feel pressure to want to do things with people when really I just want to kind of, I don't think I want a boyfriend because I don't want to do anything.
Okay, but all you want to is
I want to just have sex with someone.
Okay.
When I want to and be able to watch things and laugh at things and share things and like talk in bed and stuff.
Okay. I mean, there's guys like that out there.
Yeah.
I don't know how chill they'll, I don't know. Maybe they'll be super chill, but maybe they'll go, hey, I'm going surfing. You don't
I used
have
to be
come.
A big like, activity person when I was in my youth.
But there's sometimes like where relationships, you don't have to do everything together as long as you're cool with that. As if you go to a guy, hey, I'm going to stay back and read in bed and get my vagina ready for you. You go surf with the boys. Not many guys are going to go, but dude, you got to surf with me. It's not going to happen like that.
I think I'm just so jealous of girls who are cool and like to do stuff.
But you.
And also,
I don't know.
I'm jealous of the desire to. Like, it's not even that they do it. I could do it too. But they like want to and they like it. And they like, I'm jealous of girls who like shopping. I'm jealous of girls who like getting their hair done. I'm jealous of girls.
You do all these things.
I don't know.
I don't know if the underlying thing is doing things or just that, like, depression is like, it just happens to be involved in these things. You know what I mean? Because you do all of them.
Yeah. Do I?
I mean, you did. You used to do your hair all the time. You would.
Because I had to get done because I was on TV.
Okay.
To make it look good for work. I haven't worked in so long that I don't
have. Maybe you find a guy that loves to run.
I don't want to run with anyone. I really think I want to not have a partner and just be alone.
I don't know. You're going to be very lonely.
I know, but I have friends. Like, I love my friends so much and my family. I just don't know that I need someone. This dating thing tonight is really stressing me out because when you do these online dates, right?
Yeah.
What happens when someone's
not attractive?
I'm not kidding you. I haven't seen a single person that submitted that I would go on a date with in real life. in terms of their looks.
Here's the thing.
No offense to everyone who sent a picture. I'm very picky, and you're not ugly. It's like, it's just that I'm just not attracted to many people.
I think, one, you're doing it for...
And okay, I'm a little insulted. I'm a little insulted that these people think that they should have a chance with me.
I mean, that's very arrogant.
It is?
Yeah.
I'm sorry, but... You got mad at me the other night when I was talking about the show Dating Around, when they had this girl that wasn't that attractive and they had all these guys. And then I go, they should have picked a prettier girl. These guys are hotter than she is. This is an issue because you want the daters to like be into each other.
Or you want a world where superficial shit isn't. And I'm not saying that I'm not superficial. I'm just saying
you are so superficial. Sure. And that's why I'm feeling comfortable talking to you.
No, I get
this.
It. But I'm also saying like, I don't think, are you talking about just looks or what they do or like,
I am giving the benefit of the doubt to these guys that are sending pictures because a lot of times on video, they tend to charm me and look a lot cuter than they do in the pictures they take. Guys are really bad at taking selfies and choosing pictures of themselves. So I'm not saying you guys are not attractive and I haven't seen all of your pictures.
I don't know. I just don't approach, like...
There's a couple that are cute.
I don't approach the dating thing like, I'm going to find my true love, and it's got to be...
Right,
be
but it's hard for me to be
me.
Flirty. I got in trouble the other night by people because they said I wasn't being flirty enough and I wasn't treating it like a date. I'm not going to be in a sexual energy if I don't see myself ever wanting to be touched by you.
Okay, so then don't... Then get out. And limit it to 3 minutes so you
have... These
are going to
be some quick dates.
Huh? Fine. That's what that was the one thing that you did. You ended up turning like a 3 minute date into a 15 minute Larry King interview.
Right.
About a guy blowing another guy.
I mean, that was fascinating.
It
we
was
can
fascinating.
All admit that
but
that bisexual guy was amazing.
Then make that the show. Write me if you've blown another guy. I'm just saying, like, I think the show, like, at least my show, when I do it Monday, Wednesday nights at 11 p.m. on Instagram Live. I think that I approach it that I'm an entertainer. I'm entertaining these people. If I happen to find someone that matches, wow.
But wait a second, that goes against what you were saying to me because the other night I wanted to entertain people and you were like, people just want to watch a date. Don't worry about entertaining people. Don't worry about the audience.
No,
you're
no,
on a
no,
date.
I think you can entertain people by not being like on. Entertaining can come in different ways. I think when you hear my I'm just saying, like, watching me struggle finding something in common, watching me just sit there in silence, watching me just take it in, whatever it is,
mm-hmm.
It's just my energy doesn't have to be. This is how I started when I used to. I'd be like, hey, how are you? So where are you from? What's your, and it feels like this kind of energy as opposed to like, hey, wow, it's really nice. And we're getting to know each other.
Okay.
And the little minutia shit like, oh, wow, that's cool. You went to this college. I love Kent, you know, and it sounds so boring. But when you're watching it, you're like, wow, I could relate to this because most conversations aren't fucking entertaining out in
no,
the real
not.
World.
No, they're not. Yeah, you're right.
They're not like comic conversations.
Okay, so the goals for tonight are just to be myself, to not worry about making people laugh or being entertaining. Don't be too in interview mode.
Yeah, and don't worry about meeting someone like on this one. Maybe you'll meet someone if you do this, you know, 10 times.
Yeah, that's why I'm doing it. People go, why are you doing this? Someone wrote me, what a PR stunt. And I'm like, I don't need PR for this. This is just something fun to put out there for people to see. But I honestly need, there's the book Getting to I Do that everyone hates that I used to be obsessed with. It would talk about how if you were like, let's say you're in love with a guy and you're waiting for him to like come around to love you and you have no interest in anyone else. She would say you need to duty date. You need to go out and just date a ton just to get it just do it to be comfortable with it. And when this fucking quarantine lifts, I would like to find a husband and it's going to force me to have to date, which I do not want to do. And so this is just a practice to learn how to date.
Sure. And maybe there will be a diamond in the rough then when you're not expecting it. But at least you're putting yourself out there.
Yes.
So the whole thing about, you know, unless they like activities and then – you're fucked.
No, I do like skiing. I do if we're in an area that's beautiful, I don't mind going on a hike. I like going, I would like to go body surfing. I don't know if I want to surf. What other activities? I just went in the pool for literally 30 seconds and I go, what the fuck am I supposed to do in here?
I didn't go in the pool yet.
Couldn't even think of anything to do in there.
Yeah.
I just dove in and then I was like, what did I used to do? I used to pretend I was a mermaid. I used to play game. Like, what do you do
Your
in a pool alone?
Throw you.
Yeah.
I mean, we could shoot baskets in there.
That's yeah. I mean, that's something.
What was I going to say? Oh, about the dating thing. Oh, about putting, yeah, I feel like a lot of times this is a way, you don't have to meet up with the person.
Yes.
You don't
they
have
can't
to
touch
go.
Me. There's
you don't
no...
have to leave the dinner. There's no idea of sex.
Mm-hmm. What you know what I think I'm going to do? I'm going to cut up interesting date questions. So the second it gets awkward, I'm going to dig at a bowl and pick out a fun date question and have that. I'm going to maybe have maybe a timer to keep it flowing. But
let the conversations go natural. Let it get weird. Like, people love that. Like,
okay.
Like, I brought up that I ate ants on ants on a log.
Right.
I put like real ants on there and I decided to tell the date that, which is probably not the best thing.
Just admitted that you peed on your pants.
Yeah.
The ants on a log ain't nothing. You actually ate real ants on a log.
Yeah.
Why?
I was in kindergarten and I thought it would make people laugh, just like me pissing my pants.
I mean, that was not on purpose.
Got you. That's actually a great way to piss your pants. Like, ha ha. Little Dicky has a scene in his show, Dave.
Yeah.
And he would piss his pants. So like, his new friends like know him as the rapper, and then he had these old friends that went to camp with him, and he would always act out to get attention and make people laugh.
Yeah.
And one of the things he would always do is piss his pants, and his friends were always like, "Piss your pants!"
Yeah.
And he was at a club, and he decided to just piss his pants, and like then his friends came to a show, and they were backstage, and they were like treating it like they weren't like respecting him at all, and it like all came together like, why am I pissing my pants to entertain these guys I don't even like?
Yeah.
And it was just like, there's something to that. Like,
wow.
Being a jester. And
that
just
goes back to the video that the thing that I sent you. Did you ever watch it?
I don't think you sent it to me.
Oh, well, I talked about it on Monday's episode, but it's
our friend Ari said he used to do it all the time.
Piss his pants for funny.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Let me find it again. It is the, fuck guys, I'm sorry, one second, I want to find it. Top 5 how to be confident, the subtle art of not giving a fuck, Mark Manson. And it's by Always Improving, and it's like an 8-minute video, and it talks about all the tips in the subtle art of not giving a fuck. And this guy in the video talks about how like he wanted to be liked so badly by all these kids in his soccer team, like all he wanted was them to like him. And then it's like cut to 2 years later. He doesn't know any of them. He doesn't even know where they are. And he realized now it was like completely pointless. He had no idea why he was trying to impress these people that didn't even like him. I don't know. Just the way he said it was very, because I'm always trying to get people to approve of me. That's why I'm nervous about tonight, is like, I have to go because my therapist is going to call in a second. But honestly, my biggest fear about tonight is that people aren't going to really want to date me. They're just trying to get on my Instagram to like be on there.
Okay.
That I am too ugly to get someone who's actually attractive. That everyone that wants to date me is like in it for the wrong reasons, or like completely so out of my league, which makes me think like, am I thinking I'm hotter than I am? And also, anyone who's like, I just love you for you because of your mind and the way you think, like, they don't really know. And if they do, it's like, why would you like me?
I can't believe these are the thoughts.
Really?
It's like, you got to turn the fucking noggin off, Nick. You got to just turn it off. Don't go to 9 steps of like negative town.
But
I know, I get it. I'm just saying.
Okay.
Just
I'll try
go,
to.
Why don't you look at the positives? I get to talk to people I never talked to before. I get to practice dating without any pressure because we can't fuck. I get to entertain people when I'm stuck in my house because of quarantine. I get to do something fun and maybe find out stories and that I relate and connect to people.
Yeah.
I get to bring people together through my thing.
Yeah.
I am pretty enough. People tell me that every day. And
I just don't believe them.
Okay. Well,
it's hard.
I know.
And and if you are pretty enough, you're going to age and then you won't be anymore.
Okay. Well, then you can't put your value in that. You got to put your value in activities.
That's what I'm saying. I don't have anything to offer anyone.
Shut up. You just went through it. You ski, you hike, you'll body surf.
I'll do karaoke.
You'll do karaoke? There.
My sister's coming over to swim with the kids. I have to go to therapy. Will you stick around?
Where?
They're going to come swim.
What, go to the pool with them?
Well, I mean, they're going to do their own thing. You don't have to do anything.
Yeah, I'll go over there in a little bit.
All right, and then we're going to hang out with Greg Warren. Check out his Amazon Prime comedy special, Greg Warren. Other than that, have a good weekend, guys.
I've had a fun week here, Nikki.
Yeah,
thank
it's been
you for
so
the hospitality.
Fun.
I had fun. It's great to see you again. And I'll see you in another 6 months.
If that. All right, squirt, squirt.
Yeah.
This has been a Comedy Central podcast.